Blog Talk Radio.
Out. It is
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the District of Chaos, and we are being heard in 209 countries live right now. That's dope. Like, actually listening right now to me is some folks who probably don't even speak English, and I love that. I wouldn't be able to do this without Stand On My Media. Stand On My Media is a diversified digital brand with a mission to amplify the voices and cultures that are most often silent. Much respect to them. If you are interested in working with Stand On My Media, either hosting your own show or supporting the shows that are currently in production, there's so many of the things that are going on. Check them out. www.wheredoyoustand.com. That's U, the letter, not Y-O-U, the word. Want to make sure I get it right for our sponsors. I'm really excited to chat with y'all today. We'll be talking about V-Day east of the river. If you're not in D.C., that may not mean shit to you, but it's very important no matter your hood or neighborhood, if that's what you prefer. The vagina monologue is not new to most folks who are around feminist theory and who are around the arts. However, it is often not produced in communities that are not privileged, just to be quite honest. You don't see 8 million vagina monologues in the hood. And so this campaign to bring the vagina monologues east of the river really speaks to my spirit. Y'all know how we do. But I wanted to make sure that someone who's sitting in the hood right now who wants to put on a thing, maybe it's your own play, maybe you too are inspired by the vagina monologues, but you've never seen it in your neck of the woods, so you didn't think it was for your neck of the woods. We're going to dispel all those myths today on the One Mic Stand Show while also listening to really dope songs about women. See what we're doing there? See how it works? Certainly. So I want to thank my sponsors all throughout the show. That's what we do now. We don't just hit you from the beginning with 8 million sponsors. But I got to have my second that you always ask about. You always ask me when you see me in the streets about Eve for Eve Online. The relaunch is coming in May. So I'm telling you now that you want to get Eve for Eve Online affiliated. It's going to be crazy. So take your time, get on all your social media networks, make sure you're following at EVE, the number 4, EVE Online everywhere. For those who don't know, Eve for Eve Online is the first lesbian and queer women identified website specifically ran for and by Black women. Now, they also give space to anyone else who's interested or seeking, you know, Black women. But the whole point is it's Black-owned, Black-operated, all Black everything, and it's gay as shit. So I really love them. Yes, I'm their spokesperson, so I'm also obligated to say that. But I am telling you that when this relaunch pops off, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's just going to be an amazing thing. So shout out to them and all of the bad girls. Find that Eve. M.I.A. Sing a song to them. Bye.
lose my chest when I'm running.
Get mad, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hide. Hands up, hands high. Sound a screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going up to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the rear view, swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, kisses leaving just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damned if I do. Who's gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you?
Get back, get down.
Another artist that is continually played with, that's Bad Girls by M.I.A. If you haven't heard it, you've heard it now on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. It's not just my show, it's our show. So if you feel like you have something to say, gonna have questions, things like that, know that our number is 646-787-8623, and we always want to hear from you. Again, that's 646-787-8623. I promised y'all I was gonna jump back on this soapbox. Y'all know Simply Nay soapbox is when I get on my shit about some shit. So, let's talk about this R. Kelly bail shit, shall we? You think I give a fuck he don't got the bail money? No, I do not. My issue is bail was even an option to begin with. Let's talk about it, shall we? Can we? Does anyone have time? I really struggle with how many charges have to be, like, this nigga was already let go of 18 charges, right? And okay, cool. You want to say, okay, well, he was found not guilty, so we're going to let that go because the way our court system is set up, right? Cool. I'll let you have that. But 18, though, then another 10. So my question is, what is the number? If 28 instances where you could have possibly done something to someone's child does not mean that you should not be able to have access to people's children. Please tell me what the number is. What the fuck is the number? And yes, I'm clapping my whole real ass hands because I'm mad. I'm mad. And we know I got a day job. I work with the kids. So I'm even more mad. No, they don't have no kids. But I'm a community parent. I am an auntie extraordinaire, and what we're never finna do is keep harming children. And I want to be very clear, whether you're a judge, the jury, the law, if your friend, your foe, your auntie, whoever the R. Kelly is, keep kids away from R. Kelly. And if you have the occasion to put R. Kelly in jail, keep them there. Keep them there. Lose the key. Conveniently not know where the hell the key is supposed to be at. Please do that for me if you care about me and what I'm going through in life. I'm Simply Nay, and I'll be on my soapbox. That's all I gotta say about that. That was Lion Baby. Wonder Woman. She gives me Erykah Badu vibes. Like heavy, you know, Annie don't wear no panties. You know, if you're a real Erykah Badu fan, you know about all of Erykah Badu's many names. So I'm just saying that the Lion Babe chick really gives me very medulla oblongata. You know, I'm saying what I see. I'm seeing things that look similar. I'm not saying they're the same, just, you know, similar. And I like the song, so we played it. Like I said, we are chatting it up today with Simona Rae, the executive producer of the Vagina Monologues, East of the River. I'm very excited to be chatting with you. Sis, how are you? You're live on the
Sorry
one
about that.
How you doing?
Good. I'm happy to be here on the show today. I feel blessed. I feel very thankful because, you know, I have you and also on the line. I just want to also make sure that, you know, we have our director for the fifth year, Krista McLaughlin. Sorry. It's a long night, but I got that out, I think, who's also with us too. So we are both here to represent V-Day EOTR and just kind of, you know, as you were saying a little bit earlier, kind of dispel myths about V-Day being for every woman, because it is, and making sure that we can have a good conversation as far as why we're doing what we do and what it means to be a champion for women and a champion for vagina.
Definitely. We do have Krista on the line. I'll get into her in a second. Kind of, you know, a way I like to flow with my show. It's cool. You can come be a co-host.
I got you.
Krista, how you doing, sis? We're excited to see you. You live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nat.
I'm good. Good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
Maintaining. Do you like the playlist so far?
I do. I'm enjoying it. You know, that was my last song. That was my song. I was over here jamming. Yes, that is it. Yes, I'm
enjoying
it.
You know about Lion Baby? We can hang.
Yes,
we can hang in real life.
She's beautiful, by the way. She's beautiful. So, yeah.
She is, right? Doesn't she? Yeah. We're going to get into it. I'm going to make sure we put on Instagram a photo of Lion Babe because y'all are missing out. Y'all are missing out, okay? I want you all to take an opportunity. I'm just going to go back and forth between both of you. And ask questions. So I want to kick it off to you, Simona. Can you just introduce yourself to the folks who are listening right now?
Yeah, no doubt. Affectionately known as Simona Rae. That's what I go by on IG and Twitter. And for the last five, moving to D.C., I made sure, like, in terms of just trying to create a space for women, I felt like V-Day was an excellent way to do that in terms of creating a space for us to have conversation and for us to build community and for us to promote art. It had to be East of the River, in my opinion, because, it was a neighborhood and community that reminded me most of home, being Cleveland, and then also it was a neighborhood that had mostly, you know, brown and black folk, which, again, made me feel like home. And when it came to East River, one thing I noticed was just the lack of art in the community. So I was like, all right, bet. This is going to be it, right? This is going to be the labor of love that I do when I'm not, you know, doing a 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is cool and all, but art has always been where my heart, you know, has lied and where my interest really is. So, when it comes to just being a champion of women, I always like to think of myself as that, and that I want to be able to help other women and for me to get help from other women. You know, it can't be a one-woman show. That's impossible, but together we are more powerful, and we can move mountains, and we can change hearts, and we can spread love. So that's really why V-Day EOTR was kind of created, and it has, I think, in my opinion, gained increasingly more popularity and just more hands and more minds and more spirits and more talent and more sweat equity, because other folks believe in art and other folks believe in art activism, which is what the global movement is about as a whole. It's globally trying to champion women and raise money for survivors. So that's what we've been doing, East River, for the last five.
That's beautiful. I wanted to get to you, Krista. If you could introduce yourself to the folks who are listening, let them know some things about you that they might not know or that you want to share.
Okay, well, good evening, kings and queens and everyone in between. My name is Krista McLaughlin. I am this year's fifth year director for Vagina Monologues East of the River. I've been a part of Vagina Monologues. This is actually my third year. I came in as an actress, I wanted to be a part of the vagina movement. When I first started, you know, I did not know much about vagina monologues. You know, you Google and you look on Wikipedia, you YouTube and whatnot. But actually becoming, every year, becoming more increasingly involved in the movement is just something I became increasingly passionate about over the course of a couple of years. I have just been, even with my 9-to-5, my background is mental health. So I'm always advocating for the person who's silent or for the person who just doesn't want to speak up. So this was my way of kind of doing that wraparound with, you know, what I'm passionate about and also my 9-to-5 to let people know, hey, sis, queen, king, I'm here to advocate on your behalf. I'm excited this year because, you know, we want to, you know, put a different spin on it. Not only are we championing women, transgender, cisgender, equality for everyone, but we also want to spotlight our women who were affected, who have been incarcerated. Not necessarily in a, you know, criminal justice system, but who have been impacted. Maybe your mom, your neighbor across the hall, someone that you truly trust, a woman who has been impacted. So we definitely want to shout out those women out here in the community who are been affected, who have been impacted by this social injustice and still out here making moves. So, you know, I like to say champion vaginas out here. That's my little slogan. I champion for the next vagina next to me. Hey, sis.
That's what I do. You said something that it really touched my heart, that you acted in the vagina monologues first before you directed. Can you tell me what monologue you were cast to do?
The first year I was cast to do They Beat the Girl Out of My Boy, or They Tried, which this piece really touched home with the LGBTQA+, I hope I'm getting my letters mixed up, community. This was a person who was transitioning, and they weren't accepted by their peers. And, it, you know, it came to a point where, you know, they were later on accepted in love. And then, you know, the next year I had Reclaiming Cunt. I don't know if I can say that word, but that is a very taboo word.
You can say whatever you want on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We are not FCC regulated. I'm going to say what I want, and I invite folks to do the same on this show.
Oh, well, I didn't get that disclaimer. Okay, well, good evening.
Hey, bitch, let me
do it back. So the second year, Reclaiming Cunt, which is a word that was, you know, since the beginning of time, it was a derogatory term used against women to just basically condone her actions and whatnot. But we kind of, this particular monologue, we're putting a different spin, a different connotation to it. Cunt is not a word. If you call me a cunt, I'm taking that as a compliment. And I think every woman should. You need
In the queer community, it is a compliment. If somebody who is LGBT tells you, bitch, you cunt, that means you're giving it to them. You look good. You are amazing. That is a compliment. Listen, don't get me started on reclaiming shit. Call me a cunt. I might give you a kiss on both cheeks.
You know, I'm going to turn around and smile and do a little twirl for you. But,
I'm going to say you too.
Another piece was I Was There in a Room, which talked about being present during the childbirth moment. I gave birth to I have a 21-year-old, so I was definitely in the room. And if you're not a parent or you're not a mom and you have been in a room, or even if you have been, you're close to someone who has been pregnant, who has mom, like you're super aunt. You know what I mean? You're there. You know.
Yes. Auntie extraordinaire. I does that.
Yeah. This particular monologue speaks to I call it the logistics, the laboring process, the ins and outs of the vagina and how it expands, how it creates life, how not one person that is walking this earth, despite your sex, your race, your gender, you will not be here without in a vagina. That I just want to put that on record. You will not be here without a vagina. So we're here to celebrate her. So that's the last piece, telling people, come on out. We want to celebrate. This is inclusive of everyone. This is not, you know, this is, of course, this is a women's movement. a person of color movement, LGBTQ movement. This is inclusive of all people, and we want to champion that. Power to women, of course, but we want to champion everybody.
Hell yeah. I think that that is a good time for us to just play another song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to keep talking. I want to talk to y'all a bit about your cast. We talked about some of the different monologues that are in Vagina Monologues, but I want to talk about your work in making it accessible when we get back. But right now, we are going to listen to No Doubt, Just a Girl, I Am of That Age. Auntie Extraordinaire, on your radio, here it is, the one right now with something. I just want to give a shout out to all the girls who had Gwen Stefani as one of their first therapists. Actually, Queen Latifah was like my first therapist. And when she was like, who you calling a bitch? I was like, yes, girl, tell these motherfuckers you will fight them. But Gwen Stefani was just always right and real. Don't let these mofos play with you songs, right? Like, just real. Let me tell you how I feel. You're going to listen and I'm going to sing hard songs. We back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm Simply Nay. That's why I'm talking to you. We've been chatting it up about the Vagina Monologues and, you know, the great work that Crystal and Simona Ray are doing to bring it to the East of the River community. I got them on the line, unless their phones got cut off between now and this song. Y'all hear this?
No, we hear both.
It is. See, nobody's phone got cut off. Thank God, good. So I wanted to ask you all. Traditionally, when the Vagina Monologues first rolled out, if we're just being honest, it was white as fuck. The only reason a couple black people knew it existed was because Oprah had had Eve Ensler on her show and spoke about the international movement that is V-Day and things of that nature. So V-Day is almost 30, right? Like, it's like 25-ish, right? Maybe 20-ish? 21. It is grown. 21. Yep, 21. It can drink with us. It can have a cocktail with us is how old it is. And so I just wanted to give that context to, like, the younger ones who have stumped by Auntie Radio, you know what I'm saying? And don't know, you know, how at that point, 21 years ago, it was a big deal. Cause you know, some folks are like, cunt, anybody tripping off cunt? We say pussy now. Yes, we do. But at that time, to even have a piece that was called the Vagina Monologue was just supposed to be so racy and so questionable and so challenging. So to actually perform in the Vagina Monologue, and again, they beat the boy out of my girl. We still have transphobic folk today. They everywhere. So for Eve Ensler to have that conversation 21 years ago speaks so much to, like, the visionary work that is what you were talking about, artivism, which is art and activism, put together in a love sandwich. I wanted to ask y'all, when casting, what are some of the qualities that you all look for to make this piece more representative of the community you're serving?
Well, honestly, one thing we tried our best to do is, for instance, like in terms of like where we had the open auditions, and that's just kind of from day one, we tried our best to have it as much as possible Southeast side, and that whether it's utilizing the library system, or it's utilizing in the very beginning someone's house to kind of host or meet up at Dunkin' Donuts. We've met up with people. We really try to meet women where they are as much as humanly possible. I think, you know, being that this is for the most part a labor of love and we've not had like a huge funding, you know, source associated with it, you know what I mean? Because V-Day as it stands is truly a voluntary effort. Right, so everything from A to Z, nuts to bolts, is from just the capital that we raise as women, as volunteers, right? So it's not as if we're paying for space. We're really trying to utilize free resources. So oftentimes or not, we were in libraries, either, you know, Southeast Library or Parklands or Anacostia's or the joint in Southwest. We tried to bounce around as much as possible, particularly this year. And we try to target folks who live east of the river just in terms of, like, the individual listservs that we put out to, in terms of the communities that we spoke to. For the first 3 years, I know I personally, like, I was in Southeast, like, every single day, seven and eight ward, as far as, like, in health meetings and community meetings and making sure to, as much as possible, just share that this is going on and with folks. And I feel like that helped tremendously, and I also feel like it helps to make sure that we have folks that were also Washingtonians, and I think, you know, I can point to Crystal in that fact, not being born and raised here, but acknowledging the importance of that, right? So, I don't know, Crystal, if you want to chime in, but I feel like that has even helped tremendously, and having folks that have been born and raised here and who have a larger network. But I definitely would say with everything that we posted, everything that we marketed, we try to make sure folks know that it's for us, right? It's not just a white woman show, but it is a woman show, right? Particularly minority women.
And just to piggyback off of what Simona mentioned regarding going through, you know, neighborhoods, Ward 7 and 8, trying to scout the neighborhood to, you know, back, you know, throw out the net for a casting call. In terms of trying to identify the right men for the right piece, that is more of a, I would say, a creative, how can I say this? It's not hard. It's not tedious. It's just one of those things because every woman comes with their own background and their own story. And as you hear a woman just interacting, just mingling amongst the group, you kind of weed your way in terms of who will fit this right piece, who would be best to pull off this particular piece. This particular piece for it attempted to beat the girl out of the boy. This was actually Eve in a couple of her monologues in passing. They actually opened it up to the transgender community to perform that piece if they so allowed to. So I mean, if they wanted to, they're more than welcome to, you know, check that piece out. I don't have an actual blueprint of, say, like who was to get this piece versus the latter. I would say that every woman who has their piece, all of my cast ladies right now who are tuning in, they fit their piece perfectly to a T. I didn't pick them. They actually, I think they their piece picked them versus I picked their piece for them, if that makes sense. They just, their personality, their demeanor, just the way they carry themselves, it's just their monologue just speaks to them. And when you see, when you come out on this coming Friday, March 1st, everyone, you will see why this piece, when you listen and you're sitting in the audience and you're experiencing what they're experiencing, you understand why this piece picked them and not myself. It wasn't our doing. I think it was fate, vagina, power, some sprinkles or something. It wasn't us.
y'all are doing everything. Y'all are doing everything at one time, and I really appreciate that. I wanted to ask you both a real simple question. What is your favorite monologue?
Thanks.
Yeah, girl, I'm on my Oprah Winfrey. You had to moan on it. Yes.
Hey, moan? Did you say the word moan?
Yeah, I heard you say mm-hmm. You was like, let me think.
So I've been doing this for 3 years, and every year, like I mentioned, I have done a different monologue. And I think every year I would say that year, that monologue I did that year, that was my favorite piece. But I think the monologue that I'm doing this year, I think that's ultimately my favorite piece. Because that was the piece I originally auditioned with, and I really wanted to do it, but I didn't get it. She didn't speak to me that day, that year. So that's okay, but she's speaking to me this year. So I think my monologue is the woman who likes to make vaginas happy.
That's mine, bitch. Hello, speak on it. That's God. Listen, y'all. I just want to be clear to you. If you're trying to get Simply Nay to be bothered with the vagina monologue, just tell me you want me to do it. Listen. What she said. That's the hashtag. How about you, Simona? I got excited because I was going to answer my answer manifested itself. So how about you, Simona? What do you like?
I guess there are so many that I really enjoy, particularly, I love the story of Bob, for one, because, my favorite is I Was There in the Room. Just for, like, obvious reasons, just in terms of like the sincerity of that piece and just the relatability of saying that we all forget the vagina, you know what I mean? And it's comparison to the heart. So from a writing standpoint, from a just a connectivity standpoint, I love that piece. But then when I think about it, that's when I'm like, okay, I know I'm not answering your question all the way because I'm putting a second right there, but like I feel like I have to say the neck and neck is the piece with Bob in that. The woman, the man, what's that joint called? Okay, I'm horrible at names sometimes. But the piece about Bob, because he likes to look at it, is beautiful because I feel like we all need a Bob or Jan. Like, we just need somebody to see us, like the woman that we want to be, the woman that we will ultimately become, who is strong, who is fierce, who is confident, who is most often likely able to please herself. But when you're able to give it to me and get me to that place and get me to a point of this appreciation of my body with all its flaws, you know what I mean, with all of its imperfections, it's just so beautiful. And I feel like not all women get to reach that point, you know what I mean, particularly since there is a lot of shaming around sex and whatnot.
They don't. That's real. I'm going to ask you now, what piece do you absolutely hate? Like, if you could kick it off the stage tomorrow, and you had to deal with it no more. In year 6, it did not come back. What would be retired? What would you retire from the vagina monologue program?
Damn, that's a good question. Damn.
I'm out here on my Oprah Winfrey. I'm just out here. I'm just trying to do me doing what I got to do. A scripture by Brandy, okay? Evangelist Brandy. I'm just trying to be me, doing what I got to do. Some people think that I'm sitting on top of the world. The gospel according to Brandy and May. Look that up. Look that up. Just saying.
A piece that I would want to be moved. Crystal, do you got your, like, I don't know.
I was going to ask you too, Crystal.
Every year, you know, she, you know, the monologue, it consists of about 25 pieces. So we don't, depending on the year, the theme of the year, you know, she may omit a couple of pieces and whatnot. So I really have to, like, look at everything. But if I can't put my foot in, I can't put my foot in my vagina and reject one. I don't have.
It's so hard. I'm for real going to kind of honestly echo Crystal in that. It's really, really hard because I will say from a writing standpoint, and there are other scripts, and, you know, we've been knocked in previous years, you know what I mean, in terms of folks saying, you know, why you pick a script that's more black or whatnot or that represents more minority women, which is all well and fine, and I receive that feedback wholeheartedly. But let's also be honest, when you talk about art, when you talk about what it means to be a creative, like, that crosses race. You know what I mean? And in terms of the writing, she wrote the hell out of the monologues just in terms of the flow and in terms of how the script gels together so nicely. Like, it really is the perfect roller coaster in terms of how you're going to go up, you know what I mean, on some monologues and some are real high, happy, maybe excited even on some. Then others, you're going to feel real low and shitty like you're supposed to feel.
Right. But isn't that the experience of womanhood? Don't you feel like that's what womanhood gives, right?
Yeah, I was just going
you
to
say. You could be having the best day of your life, and then your period is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's giving. You know what I'm saying? It gives.
All right.
And I think it's very important, and that was something else I was going to bring up, how there's over 20 vagina monologues, and so often people only see a chosen 8 or maybe a chosen 9, as opposed to, like, all 25 collaboratively. I wanted, you mentioned the orange color, Crystal, but I wanted to piggyback on that, because the image, if you're not following at V-Day, E-O-T-R, you're playing yourself, but just go to all
tell
your social
them,
media, at V-Day, E-O-T-R, and that image of you all, and you're all black, because the Insler Act that this play is performed in all black. So there's just some things with this production for those in the art world that feel some kind of way. When you decide to be affiliated with the V-Day movement, there are just some commitments that you make as a part of that production. And so the black is a part of that. A lot of folks deviate from the black with an accent color, which is one of my favorite things. Or they ask you to, like, put a personality piece on that represents you. Like, those are the two prompts that I've seen given, you know, during Vagina Monologues pre-production that have just really warmed my heart. But this orange, it stopped me. Like I had to catch my breath. One, to see the flow of the ladies going down the Anacostia Arts Center, like, just like looking like a church choir about to fall in. I'm black. You know, that blessed me. But I didn't even read the caption before I said, if this shit is for incarcerated women, I'm done. Like, I didn't even read the caption. And then I got to the caption, and that's what it was for. Can you talk about what made you make that decision? What was the influence? Just how it was so well put together? Please, somebody tell the people what's going on.
So, for the people who have been following the Vagina Monologue since the beginning of time, like we said, you know, it's always been black with the splash of red or pink because, you know, it associates with the vagina, it associates with Valentine's Day, February, warmth, love, the heart. I wanted to just put a different spin on it, one, because our spotlight this year was incarcerated women. And I wanted to do orange. I'm like, okay, so why can't we do orange instead of the I wanted us to stand out first and foremost. So if we're going to do the Vagina Monologue east of the river, we're going to stand out. So that's one. We're going to wear orange. Why? We're going to represent all of the women who have been affected by incarceration, who have been affected by the criminal justice system, who have been affected by different adversities, plights, anything that you have been dealing with, just being a woman in this world. If you came into this world, you identify yourself as a woman, I want this orange to represent, hey, stop, look at us, listen to us. We're advocating for us. We're advocating for you, myself, the next queen over. And another reason why I wanted to do orange, you know, it evokes joy. It evokes energy, warmth. It's engaging. If you see the color orange, it makes you stop. It makes you see orange is caution. Like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on right there? You know, if you see pink, not to you know, basically shit on the color red and pink, because I like those colors. But I wanted us to make sure that we understand why we're wearing orange, why people understand why we're wearing orange. Orange is the new black. This is why I want people to understand. We are the new black.
That's what's up. I know that's right. Listen here. We got 10 minutes on the show, and I want to play a game with y'all. Okay? Is that all right?
We like games.
Can we play a game?
Okay. Oh,
this game is called Pop That Pussy or Pass That Pussy. Again, it's called Pop That Pussy or Pass That Pussy. Now, the way Pop That Pussy or Pass That Pussy works, you've never played it before. I made it up, so gotta give you the direction. The way it works is I'm going to say your first name. It's either going to be Crystal or it's going to be Simona. I'm going to say the name of a celebrity, and then you get to say whether you would pop that pussy for a real nigga or if you would pass that pussy on to someone else, because you will not be involved with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I need your consent. Hello. We know that consent is very important. I don't want to infringe my ratchetry on you without your permission.
You got it, sis.
Y'all laughing at me. I'm getting laughed. My production team laughing at me. I'm tired of everybody. Good night. Simona, you cool, girl? Simona got quiet boots. She was like, good.
No, I'm good. You got my consent. You got it.
Okay, we'll go. Here we go. I'm going to start off easy. It's going to get a little harder. Idris Elba. Crystal, you take it. Pop that pussy. Pass that pussy.
I'm popping that pussy.
How about you, Simona Idris? Can he get it?
I'm gonna say pop it for a real one. I'm gonna say pop it.
That's all I'm saying. Hallelujah. We're gonna move on. Forrest Whitaker and his eye. You gotta take all of him. Forrest Whitaker and the lazy eye. Simona, how you gonna act?
I'm gonna be honest. Pass that.
Listen, look.
Crystal, what you gonna do, baby?
So let's not act like you won't fuck a rich, ugly dude.
And hold on, His wife is she's beautiful. Like, I mean, I'm popping it.
Are you good? You was going, listen, you don't get to renege on the shit. That ain't even
I ain't reneging.
Bing Rain, pop that pussy or pass that pussy. Now, for those of you who don't know who Ving Rhames is, he was the stepdad, the naked nigga making breakfast and Baby Boy. All you got to do is have BET for one day, and you just seen Baby Boy. Don't worry about it. It's cool. How about you, Crystal? You popping it or you passing it for Ving Rhames?
Got four. Damn. Let me pop it.
How about you, Faith?
What you finna do?
I guess I'll pop, yes. Pop for one.
That's what's up. Listen, okay, all right. We got four more. We're gonna move through these real quick, and then we're gonna get these folks the information for how they come and see the final show on March 1st. We got four more. Tupac Shakur, may he rest in peace. Would you pop it for him or would you pass it for him? Crystal, how you trying to act?
Watch out. I want to bathe him in sage water
okay.
and then pop.
Hello, how about you, Simone?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna take the echo on that. That would be nice to come
okay.
into America scene. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, the royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Pretty much.
Moving on. How about Boogie? How about the notorious B.I.G.? Would you pop that pussy or pass that pussy? This is Biggie. No weight loss surgery. No, he's Biggie. He is Christopher Wallace. Can he get in them walls? What's up? Crystal, how you doing that?
That is a no thank you. I can't get everybody in.
How about you, Simone? I'm have to echo because he some of his lines just never. I just wouldn't believe in some of what he was preaching. So I'm gonna go with no thank you, brother.
All right. So I got my final two. For those who like vaginas and have vaginas and rub vaginas, we gonna keep it. We getting gay on their ass. I'm just letting you know the last who is gay. Would you, Simone, pop that pussy or pass that pussy for Cardi B with the fixed teeth, not without the fixed teeth, with the fixed teeth, new money Cardi
with
B,
the fixed teeth,
and the Grammys, like Cardi B today, like today's Cardi B.
I'm gonna say yes, only because her last song pleased me. I mean, just some things she said. It was like, okay.
I'm popping.
How about
right there on stage?
Hello, Crystal knows what to do with her vagina. Crystal's starting a mentorship program. You can get virtually trained by Crystal. Just join her Patreon. It's $49.95 a month, and she will teach
okay.
you how to pop that pussy for a real nigga. You will be able to identify said real nigga. Question, real nigga, keep in a choir, and real nigga, under Crystal's leadership. For $9.95, you join, and then $49.95 every month thereafter, you are a member. It's like
okay.
shoe dazzle, bitch. I'm living
okay.
for it, okay?
Yo.
Here's my final one, because I had time. So, Crystal, since you are so definitive about your pussy, can Nicki Minaj get the pussy? Pop it or pass. And we talking about today, Nicki Minaj, bitter, angry auntie, dark skinned Aunt Viv, making Facebook Live videos, ass Nicki Minaj, just for context, not new money, look Kim's look, Nicki Minaj, that's not who we talking about.
Nicki Minaj, would I pop it or pass it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to pass it, but I'm gonna have to pass her.
How about you, Simone?
She's been doing too many reckless things. She's just too damn angry. I'm on that pass, and that's sad because
well,
I used to like her.
Pass would leave her hotel room. I'm just trying to tell you what I know. I'm just telling you, okay? It would be fucked up. Trying to fuck with Minaj. Okay, thanks y'all for playing. That was amazing. I enjoyed it. I hope you do it too. Pop that pussy. Clap your damn hands if you like it. That's amazing. Talking about some can I say cunt. Girl, I had shit planned. So we got 2 minutes left in the show. How can folks see the final performance that I'm in, y'all? See how I snuck? I'm in that shit. I'm there. You would see me. I'm there. How can they do that? What needs to be done to be in the building? Where must they move?
So I would like everybody to follow us on Instagram, V-Day, E-O-T-R, Facebook, Vagina Monologue, East of the River, to purchase tickets for our performance March 1st, 7 p.m., Ballou High School, right here in the heart of Southeast, ladies and gents. V-Day, E-O-T-R, /that.com. So that's vdayeotr.flashthat.com. You pick up your ticket, go online. We giving out some adult rates, student rates, students. If you got, because we have to say this. If you have a person who was under the age of 18, I would really like you to be accompanied by a parent. I need y'all to get parents permission because I don't want to start no problems. I don't want to start no problems.
Some people under the age of 18 east of the river are their own parent, but that's another show, sis. That's what we're going to talk about.
That is another show. That's definitely another show. However, I just want to say, we're inviting everyone out. If you feel, you know, you have a child, there's a lot of underage parents and whatnot, but if you feel comfortable enough that you want to sit in through this experience, because this is not a performance, this is not a campaign, this is not a stage play, this is an experience. We are here to enlighten and empower people. So if you hear, if you got 3 hours out of your life to be empowered, to, you know, to be uplifted, come on out, whatever your, no matter your age. But if you under the age of 18, please talk to your parent first, please. Just give me that.
That's all. Let them know at the door. Like, that's where I'm going to be.
That's real. And you can't do nothing but respect. I want to take time and thank you for chatting.
We like to, you know, start having these conversations, especially with our young ladies out here. But me being in the social service field, I don't feel comfortable in it, and it's not even in my role to have those conversations with our young people without their parent or parents being involved or being engaged in those conversations. So I'm more than happy to have these conversations with young people, but I want to get the parents buy-in. At the end of the day, you know, our young people, you know, you all have to, you know, you have to look up to us a little bit. We have to guide them. So let's give them something. Let's lead them with something. So, yeah, you know, parents, if you have kids out here and you already have any conversations, come on out. Enjoy the show. We would greatly appreciate it. You would definitely enjoy the experience. You would definitely leave there feeling empowered and having those conversations or feeling more comfortable having those conversations with, maybe it's not even your kids. Maybe it's one of your kids' friends who may be going through something and they feel comfortable enough to confide in you. We just want to just create that platform so to create that safe space for everyone to open up. So that's just our.
Yes, with your trauma-informed trigger warning.
Hello.
I'm listening. I like y'all. We can hang out anytime, and I don't really like too many people. I'm too old for that. Before we get out of here, I really want to thank y'all. I got to give a shout-out to Sydney at Sephora in Capitol Hill. You are a blessing. If you're a stalker on social media, she's Sydney like Australia, Alexis with two X's. She is a blessing, and you can see her beat the shit out of my face, like fight me like I stole something and talked about her mama, okay? Well, that's how she beat me, okay? It is on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. Also, much love to every venue that allowed us to go on the best margarita tasting tour on National Margarita Day. I told you I would announce who had the best margarita, and the best margarita we had was at El Tamarindo. Shout out to them. The food wasn't that good, but, you know, I'm just keeping it honest. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm the One Mic Stand with Simply May. That's all I'm trying to say. If you want me to give you a ring, if you want me to come out, host your thing, I do dope shit. I promise. And support is free. It don't cost you nothing. To share the link, let your rich friend know, like a bitch, at I Am Simply May. Please go to info@wheredoyoustand.com and let them know you're trying to meet me in the building. I really appreciate you ladies for your work and your time, because you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, Evangelist Jay-Z.
Thank you.
I know my word. I appreciate y'all. I'm very excited to be working with y'all. If y'all feel so inclined that I can make vaginas happy next year, I would like to. I'm just putting that out there. Before I go, I gotta send love to Mr. Daryl Todd. Man, listen, he did my Black Girl Magic photo shoot. I've been telling y'all I wanted to do this thing. I had this concept in mind, and when I tell you, he looked out for me and the missus in a major way, and he always does. I love this man so much. And I just thank the Most High that I would have the opportunity. He's from D.C. He also went to Howard like me. He takes Janelle Monae's pictures. That's how the fuck I met him. Clowning me for saying the shit out of Janelle Monae. And then he was in D.C. Look at Black Jesus moving in my life. I'm going to release this song for you. Y'all aren't ready. I had to let you know. But I wanted to thank him and Sydney so much for their contribution to my Black Girl Magic photo shoot, y'all. I've never felt prettier. If I'm just going to be real, in my 8 million years of existence, because I ain't going to give you no age, I'm forever 21 like the store, I have never, ever, 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 ever felt so beautiful. And y'all going to see why shortly. So much love to you, Mr. Todd. And I just also want to say the Bama took the pictures yesterday and hit me with a Dropbox today of the photo. So don't play with the bakery studio in Northeast because they around the corner from Trinidad and you're trying to be cute. Don't do that, okay? Don't play yourself. And Olga Scott, who was doing administration and running the set and making sure photo releases was signed and everything like that, you're an MVP too. The whole damn team lit, and I need everyone to know. So that's the purpose of Simply Made shout out. Please make sure that you get a ticket to see V-Day East of the River. Please. I'm going to be narrating and kind of doing a bit of that, what Crystal just did, making sure we have trigger warnings, making sure we can continue to create emotional safe spaces, keeping you laughing. I mean, doing what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing what the fuck I do, because that's what I do. I'm very excited. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm at Baloo's Day, which is around the corner. So I'm hoping that the place is packed. And if it's not, I'm going to have a real problem. There's no excuse why you shouldn't support Black art and Black people doing great things. I'm just saying. I'm saying all y'all got Jordans. And I'm not telling you what to do with your money, but I'm telling you what to do with your money because you're listening to my show. You can cut it off. It's cool. I love y'all for free because I modeled my auntiness after Monique. Hello. Yes. Everyone needs a little bit of Monique in their life. I'm excited to work with you, and I thank you so much. We are going to close this show off with Mad by Solange. Every vagina has the right to be mad. And because I kept getting typecast as the angry vagina. Y'all, that's the only monologue I've ever done in the vagina monologue because niggas think Black bitches from South angry. But all right, we're going to let it go. I'm going to play Solange. But I'm just telling you about my life, if you care. You got the right to be mad. Don't let them tell you you don't. Solange and Lil Wayne. This has been another One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm Simply Nay in full effect. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Love y'all for free.
Oh, lot to be a man about. Got a lot to pop a sand about. I used to rock hammer down, and now I rock standing crowds. But it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then they hands is out and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown, then I walk up in a bank pants, sack it down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I took the suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that day. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go.